ThomasOfGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary. What you got?
Brother Thomas, you said in the very first lesson of this radio program that every promise God made is connected to just one promise, and that is the promise of eternal life. Can you show and explain the other promises and how this is so?
Yes, Sister Mary. I think I can do this. The first promise that we have to deal with is the very first promise that God made, referring to mankind, and that can be found in Titus 1:2. Let's read it. It says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." Now, this is the very first promise dealing with mankind. This is a very foundational promise. It's just like building a house. The very first thing that you do is, in order to make the house strong, is to build a foundation. And then after the foundation is laid and after it's dried, then all the boards for the walls, the studs, and everything else is connected to that foundation. And it's built upon that foundation. Well, it's the same way with God's promise. This promise here, in which he promised to give man eternal life, is the foundation of all the other promises found in Scripture. Because all the other promises have to do and are connected to this promise of giving man eternal life. As we go through the promises, some of the promises in Scripture, we'll tie them together and we'll see what it has to do with what the other promises have to do with eternal life and how they're connected to giving man eternal life. So the promise here is eternal life, and it's God who promised to give man eternal life. How do we know that he's referring to man? Well, in Scripture, in 1 John 2:25, it says this, "And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." And then, of course, there's the well-known verse that most all Christians know, which is John 3:15-16, which is stated as saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So we see that the very first promise that God made towards man is the fact that God wanted to have an eternal relationship with mankind. And so we have this promise found in Titus 1:2. So to whom did he make it? He made it to man, to give man eternal life. What is the setting of this promise? To find the setting, when it took place, and when he made it, you'd have to look at the very last part of this promise. It says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." If you look at the word "world," and if you had a concordance, biblical concordance, and looked up the word "world," you'd see where the meaning of this word here is not referring to the earth or to any other planet as we know it, but is referring to time. So actually it would read, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, promised before time began." And so to understand this setting as to when it took place, we have to look in Genesis. And in Genesis, we can see when time began. Actually, the very first thing that God did after he created heaven and earth was on that very same day, that very first day when he created heaven and he created earth, he also created time. Time exists and can only take place if you have a sun and if you have the earth. Because time, as we know it, is a 24-hour period with seconds and minutes, the 24-hour day, and also nighttime, only exists if the earth is turning or spinning around and around. If a nation was facing the sun, that's daytime, and as the earth is spinning, that same nation that is facing directly into the sun begins to move away from the sun to the backside of the earth to where there is no sun, and that's nighttime. So we have the 24-hour period. And then, of course, there is years and months. This takes place when the earth, at the same time while it's spinning, takes and goes completely around in a circular motion around the sun. It takes 365 days to start at one point for the earth to start revolving around the sun and come back to that very same point. And this is how we have our seasons, our months, and our years. So the setting is actually before God created time, and you could probably say before he even created the earth. So this was the time period and for which God promised to himself to give man eternal life. Now, we must look at another point, because before the earth and the sun was, as far as we know, we don't know. But I want to examine and ask the question, why did God promise to give man eternal life? And let me say this before we actually get into that. And that is, everything that exists today, our existence, the sun's existence, the earth's existence, the animals that exist here, history itself. History exists simply because of this one promise. If God did not create man and promise to give man eternal life, then there's nothing that exists today that would exist today at all. Everything that we know of today, including our lives, would not be here. Okay? Actually, I like to picture this scene before God created earth and before God created time. I like to go back to blackness, and I don't know this to be so, but I like to go to blackness, and that God is in the universe, and before he hung the sun and the stars and the moons, there was nothing out there. At that point, God was very much like an artist, and an artist, before he puts anything on canvas, he will imagine it in his mind first, in his imagination. He pictures in his imagination everything that he's getting ready to paint or to draw before he puts it on there. And then he takes out his imagination and puts it on the canvas, and it becomes reality. In the same way, God also did the same thing. God was there in a pitch black universe, and in the imagination of his mind, he began picturing like an artist. He began to picture the sun and the moon and the earth and Mercury and Venus and all the Milky Ways. He began to picture in his head where they were going to be, how they were going to be, how they were going to be made up. And he created each one in his mind. And when it came to the earth, he pictured it, and in his mind, he pictured the animals and what they would look like, and how they would reproduce, and he pictured another creature. After he pictured the birds in his mind, and the sea creatures, and the grass, and the trees, and the mountains, and he pictured another creature, and he fell in love with that creature. And that creature, of course, is mankind. He fell in love with Adam and Eve before he created Adam and Eve. Let me say this. Out of love is the very reason that he made that promise. we can discover this based upon the promise that I quoted a while ago, out of John 3:15-16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You hear the word love? Because God fell in love with Adam and Eve before he created them, before he even made the earth, before he took everything out of his imagination and began placing it in that dark universe, before anything in his imagination became reality, he fell in love with Adam and Eve before he created them. And when he did, he wanted them to spend eternal life. He wanted them to live with him forever. And so the very reason that God created man, and the very reason God allows man to continue, is simply because he fell in love with man. And because he did fall in love with man, he created everything that there was to be created that we see today. The moon, the sun, the stars, the universe, and he placed man in the midst of it. So, again, what is the promise that God what is the promise that God made to man? Eternal life. When did he make this promise? Before time and before the earth began, or before it was even created. Why did he create all that we have today? And why did he create Adam and Eve and started the human race? Out of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But now let's look at the most important part of this promise. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. The strength of this promise, and the strength of Christians' faith in their living God, and why they trust him so much, is all because of that middle part of that promise in Titus 1:2. It says, God, that cannot lie. In Scripture, in verse after verse, it says, God, he cannot lie. God, whatever God says he will do, God must do. Please, God, be counted as a liar. What makes this promise so secure to those who wish to believe? Simple fact, God cannot lie. God promised to himself, because there is no one greater to whom a person can promise to other than himself. There's no greater than God. Therefore, God promised to himself out of love to give man eternal life. But God cannot lie. That for which God says he will do, God must do. Otherwise, God would not be God, nor would he be trustworthy. The simple fact that God cannot lie strengthens the words found in Titus 1:2. It makes it a sure thing, not a maybe thing, not a I hope I receive eternal life, but it is a sure thing. And because God made that promise, that even after Adam and Eve had failed to receive that promise, God had to continue and find some way to continue to give man that promise and fulfill that promise of eternal life. Excuse me. So what is the promise? The promise is eternal life. Who did he give it to? He promised it to man. When did he promise it? He promised it before time and the earth began. Why did he promise it? Because he fell in love with Adam and Eve and the human race. And why? What is it about God that makes this promise a sure thing? The simple fact that God and his character cannot lie. How's this for a beginning, Sister Mary? Does this answer your question?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at p_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. I'm going to go to the next one.